you know, from all that time, I guess he said, you know, in his attitude was this young, smart black coming in here, educated, you know, he just had...
No respect.
He had no respect for her at all.
I don't,
you know, but...
Well, tell me about Dallas and... How old were you when you moved to Dallas? I mean, you came back here just soon as your mother...
Well, I guess at infancy I was in Dallas, you know, back between Dallas and with my grandmother. And then I started living with my aunt. I started the school with her.
In Odell?
Yeah, she didn't have... And she was the first black teacher in Odell. When she started teaching there, it was in an old church. And it had no floor in the thing. They had put the desk on the ground. And... they built a little red brick building, you know, with large bricks.
She didn't teach in regular school.
No.
She just stayed.
Well, you see, the reason why they needed a black school teacher in Odon was because a lot of blacks migrated into Odon around about cotton picking time. And there were a lot of large farms out there because in that area, around Lubbock and all those counties out there, it was the largest cotton-producing area in the country at that time. And there were large farms, and they had a lot of blacks that worked on the farm. And they recognized the fact that they needed a black school. So, I don't know, this was back in the 40s. Must have been 43, 44, somewhere along there, maybe 45, that she was teaching was serving a little town called Giddens, Texas. And somehow or another, she got word about this job in Odell, and that's where she went. And
that's not, I've ever seen the place before she went.
She hadn't.
Flat, desolate,
well,
horrible.
She was making, I believe at the time she started, $15 a week. Since then.
Was that better than before? Than
yeah.
She was making before?
Well, I think when she was serving in Giddens, Texas, she was making... she was making less than that.
I was gonna say they had to pay me a lot of money, a whole lot more, to go to Odon to do anything.
Well, one good thing they did in Odon was that they provided her with lodging.
Okay.
And the house that we stayed in was like a compound operation there. It was in the back of this white family's house that faced the street, and we were back around like a compound, they rented that compound out to blacks. And it was just a row of little stucco buildings, one room little things, but it reminds me of my efficiency apartment that I had, not much larger than this room here. And there was an outdoors toilet, and that was a real trip in the wintertime, you know, when the wind blows out there.
I need to go real bad.
Yeah, you know, when you have to go in a sandstorm, that's real. Yeah, it was, you're talking about happy days.
The bad old days,
yeah.
Me.
But somehow or another, we had fun while we were out there. And then they did this real big thing. The church got too small. And with this being in the late 40s, the military had no use for all these barracks that they had housed the soldiers in. And somewhere out in that area, it must have been in Stanton, Texas or somewhere, that they had some barracks up for sale. So they had two of their own barracks buildings hauled to Odon, and they bought a patch of land out near a field, and that's where they set the buildings and joined them together and made a school and a living quarters. We had a library, two restrooms, indoors too.
Gee, wow.
That was like really moving up. You know? She remained as the